Ellis Point AR1 RPC height requirement.
This is a request to amend the height requirement from 42 feet to 46 feet. With this request, I've sent each of you a copy of Mr. Fuqua's letter explaining why they like this request to be granted.
Well, Mr. Smith?
There's someone here representing the...
Appears to be, as a matter of fact. I think we recognize this gentleman as Mr. Fuqua.
I'm still thinking about that fallout shelter amenity.
Well, as the applicant pointed out, it was a new low.
The letter basically explains the request, and Lawrence could probably explain it better than I can, but to make a long story short, this is an approved RPC. It's a very small RPC, but it's an RPC. The Planning Commission has the authority under the RPC ordinance to allow the height to be determined by you rather than the 42-foot requirement. We're not so much asking to have a variance or a waiver of the height requirement. The buildings are 42 feet. They will be 42 feet. But the way the ordinance works, the 42 feet is measured from the flood elevation level rather than in this case where the it slopes off, but the grade here is higher than the flood elevation level. So basically what we're doing is taking our 42 feet and rather measuring it from the floodplain, we're moving it up a little bit.
But the you're measuring it from finished grade, which finished would grade. Be the street corner assumption that one would make if you were determining a building height. You would assume that it would be from the ground to the top of the building.
Right, but the building itself is not higher than 42 feet.
Right. Point, yeah.
When it's not in floodplain.
But it's just, yeah, you're just trying to recoup what you lose from the floodplain, the difference between the floodplain and the actual grades.
Right, where it gets squeezed there.
Would this end up adding any additional floor space above what was proposed?
No, again, the building itself will be no more than, from bottom to top is no more than 42 feet, so it's the same. It's just a question of how the height would be.
You're asking for 4 feet. So
we're asking for 4 feet. It's actually not that much. We're asking for a 46-foot maximum from the flood elevation
right.
measurement.
Right.
We're not using all that, but that would be enough of an envelope to fit everything in.
Certainly not enough to put another floor on a building or anything like that.
No. Or all the lots higher than base flood?
The majority of them.
Josh, if you can just identify yourself.
Josh Mastrangelo with Centex Homes. In the backside over the back of the bridge, if you're familiar with the site, on that left-hand side, the majority of those lots are, the grade is higher than the floodplain. And then it's kind of scattered out through that back portion.
So if the commission was favorable towards this, and the condition was that the dwelling not exceed 42 feet above grade or base flood elevation, whichever is higher, would that satisfy?
Yeah.
But it being varied, there's some fluctuation of the line.
The section that Mr. Fuqua's letter references says the minimum lot and yard requirements and maximum height requirements of the zoning district in which the development is located need not apply, except that the commission shall ensure an appropriate relationship between uses of height within the RPC and uses of height outside the proposed RPC, and to this end may require that the regulations for height be complied with inside of and near the boundaries of the proposed. So I guess that was saying that if this was going to make it different than developments outside the boundaries, that you could have it so that near the outer reaches it was more like what was beyond it.
The only thing, Jim, about that is that
I don't know what's around.
If you had a development in the middle of a residential area that was already developed, I think that was that transition they were looking at. This site is basically next to the Holt's Landing.
State Park
area.
And the bay.
And the bay. And there's really nothing immediately next to this site, even to the west, is there?
Nope.
Well, to the west, you have some wetlands and the golf course before you get to the Cripple Creek, which is a different zone.
But there's no one immediately impacted on any side of this.
And the only house that's affected would be the house next to the water treatment facility.
And again, it's a 56 unit development. It's not a large development that's spread out.
How does your request differ from the wording of the ordinance?
I'll be honest with you. When you read the ordinance, I'm deferring to Lawrence's interpretation of what the ordinance says. The ordinance doesn't help me a lot. The one section where it talks about the height of a building, it says the vertical distance from the grade or the 100-year flood zone requirement, whichever is required. So I'm not sure what that even means.
Well, if you're in a non-flood area, outside of flood
it would
zone,
be great.
It'd be great.
Okay. But in a flood area.
In a flood area, it's base flood elevation. That's simple.
Okay.
That's a simple way. In this case, based on your testimony, the base flood elevation is lower than grade.
Right.
And you're just asking to be 42 feet above grade.
Which obviously is the exception. I mean, normally the flood elevation is going to be higher than the grade. And this just happens to be a situation where the grade is higher than the flood elevation.
And it's happened on a few occasions. In those cases, because they were not in a residential planning community, which didn't have the waiver provision, had to go to Board of Adjustment. The worst example, I believe, was in Cotton Patch, and they were 8 or 10 foot above base flood. They could build a one-story house instead of two like everybody else, so they board granted.
Typically, those waivers have been granted, haven't they?
Yeah.
Does this condition exist throughout the 56-unit development where the grade or the base flood elevation is approximately 4 feet lower than the grade elevation? Or is this terrain undulating in some way?
It varies. It's not all 56 lots. It's primarily in the back portion of the property, and it's not all of those lots.
So you wouldn't be taking advantage of the additional 4 feet in all the areas?
No, we're comfortable with if it was stipulated that 42 feet from grade and all the houses would fit.
Well, the way that Lawrence expressed
yeah.
it, I think
yeah,
would take
like
care
that.
Of that. It,
yeah, I think it would.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the proper way, because in some cases, base flood might be higher than grade.
Right.
Yep.
So that way you protect it if it is, and there's no question about the height, then they're going to be basically the same.
Right.
Mr. So what you would do, I would suggest you make it a condition, if approved, that the height be measured from base flood elevation, 42 feet above base flood elevation, or grade, whichever is greater. Doesn't that work right?
Yeah. That's
right. Greater?
Whichever is higher.
Well, whichever is higher.
Yeah. Whichever, either the base flood or the grade, whichever
is higher.
If base flood
is above grade, then you're going to measure from base flood. You're going to have to anyway, because that's the way the flood requirements are be met. In the situation of grade, you don't really comply with the base or the flood zone requirements because you're already above it.
Yep.
So the venting issue is not an issue.
I think that would keep you kosher with your flood elevations.
I'd rather do that than say 46 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't sound like it's a 4 foot variance type adjustment.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the request of the applicant, Ellis Point, RPC, consideration of height requirement, my motion is that the RPC height requirement be measured 42 feet from base flood elevation or 42 foot from grade, whichever is greater.
Greater meaning higher.
Meaning higher.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to grant a waiver. What are we calling this? Not a waiver, but just a determination of.
That would probably sound better.
Yeah.
Interpretation. That's right.
It's been moved and seconded to interpret the height requirement for Ellis Point AR1 RPC as being 42 feet above the base floodplain or the outside grade, whichever is higher. Does that got it?
Works.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, carried.